At the time of her death from a stroke on December 14, 1953, at 57 years old, Marjorie Kinnon Rawlings was one of America's most famous and celebrated writers, and the author of 8 books. Her 2 bestsellers, The Yearling and her memoir, Cross Creek, seem set to become classics. Both are set in Florida, but Marjorie herself did not start out as a Floridian or even a Southerner. She was born in 1896 and raised in a suburb of Washington, D.C. After college at the University of Wisconsin, where she wrote and acted in dramatics, and marriage to Charles Rawlings, Marjorie lived in New York City, Rochester, and Louisville, writing for newspapers and publishing freelance articles all the while, but she did not feel she was developing as a writer. In 1927, they visited Florida, and when Marjorie's mother died in 1928, with her inheritance, she bought, quote, sight unseen, a farm and orange grove in the tiny hamlet of Cross Creek, end quote, 85 miles southwest of Jacksonville in Alachua County. The house was tumble down, with no bathroom. Innocent, she thought the grove somehow managed itself, and she could dedicate herself to writing, developing her craft. Of course, there was a load of work, managing the help, keeping the trees healthy. She dug in and fell in love with the beauty of the place. The marriage failed, partly due to Marjorie's great success. She stayed on alone and became embedded in the life of the place. Water moccasins, alligators, hurricanes, winter freezes, and all. And she wrote. After selling a story to Scribner's magazine, she joined the most celebrated club of writers in America, Hemingway, Fitzgerald, and Woolfe, those edited by Maxwell Perkins. She and Perkins grew close. They exchanged hundreds of letters, and his editorial advice was pure gold. Marjorie also became friends with Wallace Stevens, Robert Frost, Ellen Glasgow, and many others. Over time, Marjorie, like many of her peers, also developed a serious drinking problem. Sometimes quarrelsome, often depressed, she had a number of automobile accidents while driving recklessly and or drunk. Marjorie published the novel South Moon Under in 1933 and The Yearling, based on a true story she had been told, in 1938. It was a sensation, winning the Pulitzer Prize. The story is plain enough. Jody's pet deer is eating the family's corn and must be put down. But readers' emotions were, and still are, touched. The movie, starring Gregory Peck, nominated for 7 Oscars, propelled sales even further. Although she thought of herself as a liberal, Rawlings was not free of some inherent racism. McCutcheon does a good job of explaining how her friendship with the wise and generous Zora Neale Hurston helped her. Hurston, always patient, confident, dignified, was willing to talk about the subject and help Rawlings see her way forward. Rawlings' physical health was an ongoing concern. Among other problems, Marjorie suffered from painful diverticulitis. Surgery for this condition in the 30s carried a 40% mortality rate. No, thank you. Marjorie dieted, suffered, got better, and relapsed again for the rest of her life. Marjorie's marriage to second husband, Norton Baskin of Union Springs, Alabama, proved successful. Baskins was a loving and patient man whose work was in St. Augustine. Being apart a great deal of the time seemed to be the answer. Death is not a career move for writers. Reputations fade fast. In any case, I think there is a fascination in reading of the complicated, productive, obsessive life of an author the world has mostly forgotten.